You're listening to Points North. I'm Morgan Springer. It may be March, but it's still frigid out there. Michael Friedrich Hanke has something to keep you warm, though. He's the owner of Friedrich Furs in Traverse City. The shop is in the Grand Traverse Commons. When you step inside, it's like entering a time capsule. Brick walls are lined with fur coats, fur hats, and fur scarves.
I don't advertise. I don't have a website. I don't tweet. I don't face. I have a 1930s business plan.
Today, Michael sits at an old sewing machine. He's making a scarf.
What I'm doing, this is a coyote skin. This is a red coyote from probably Williamsburg, from Grand Traverse County. Most everything I buy is from Grand Traverse County raw skins.
Michael's a third-generation furrier.
Pretty much everything I learned on this business was from my dad.
Michael's been a furrier off and on for the past 40 years, but he says it's a dying breed.
There used to be a furrier in every little town. Mackinac City, Sault Ste. Marie, there was probably a furrier everywhere.
Now, not so much. Michael begins to slice strips out of his red coyote pelt. At first, I didn't really get why Michael is taking what looks like a perfectly good coyote, slicing it up, and sewing it back together. But the reality is pelts, as they come in the wild, are not perfect.
This was a bald spot right there. Huh. So I try to make it look like that's the way it grows.
All right. And it does.
That's why I get paid.
The garments in Michael's store cost anywhere from $15,000 to about $7,000. And even though the furrier craft seems to be dying, Michael says he makes it work.
I manufacture, I do the alterations, I vacuum the floor, I do pretty much everything.
Do you ever get sick of the hair flying through the air?
Do I ever get, no. I mean, it's money.
The flying hair is money.
That's how I look at it. I mean, if my place is clean and there's no messes back here, nobody's doing anything.
This is this. That's a zero.